So the one thing that is a little bit different in pediatric oncology versus adult oncology is that when we look at statistics of the number of children that get diagnosed with cancer each year, that number has stayed, for the most part, pretty stable over the last 30 years. So that first panel there is the data of the number of people actually, the number of children actually diagnosed with cancer between 1975 and 2010. And for the most part, you can see that that number is pretty stable. What is quite different is that in that same time frame, the number of children surviving their cancer has gotten much higher. And as a result of that, we are now dealing with all sort of the long-term complications and consequences of the therapy that we've been giving them. And honestly, this is a very new field because this, you know, if you are looking back and you're talking about 1975, we're only 30 years away from that. So somebody that was treated for cancer in their, you know, when they were 5 years old are now only 35. So I think we still have a lot to learn, and every day our knowledge about sort of what these long-term consequences are is changing. And so first of all, I'm going to talk about the rates of infertility among our cancer survivors. And unfortunately, it's actually quite difficult to determine fertility risks in our long-term cancer survivors, and there's many reasons for that that I'm going to go through. The first one is kind of an obvious statement, but it actually has big implications when we start trying to sort of study who's at risk of going on and being infertile. And that point is, if you never try to have a baby, you don't know whether or not you're infertile. And so when we, it's very easy, you know, we, if you have 100 cancer survivors and you say 70 of them had children and 30 of them didn't, is that because the therapy we gave them made 30 of them?